Feedback that full.
I see.
There's five men in the family to feed.
Was it kind of square or?
Yeah, square.
About 12, 14 feet.
About 2.5 inches deep.
And did you ever have ground hominy and call it cracklings?
No, I don't know if I ever did.
You never did?
No.
And did you ever call pancakes griddle cakes?
Yes, I heard them call that. Which is right. Is pancakes and griddle cakes different?
I don't think they are. I think it's just different from one
different
place to another.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We always call them pancakes.
Yeah. Now, stuff that you would grow just outside your house, beets and carrots and lettuce and so on, so you bring it in and use it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you call all this?
Vegetables.
And what did you call the place where you grew up?
Garden. Garden or turf patch. I expect the garden would be the best.
Did you ever call these things sass? Ever call them sass?
No.
Ever call vegetables sass? What do you call the hard part of the cherry?
Seed.
And
cherry seed.
And of a peach?
Well, peach seed.
Call that anything else?
Not that I know of.
Nobody call it stone? Peach stone?
Well, I don't know. We generally call them peach seeds.
What do you call the kind of peach that the flesh sticks to the...
Twain.
And the other kind?
Freestone.
Do you say just cling or do you say clingstone?
Cling. Cling peach. Freestone peach.
And, well, the inner part of an apple, what do you call that?
Core. Apple core.
And, do you ever cut up apple in pieces and dry them?
Used to dry apples.
What do you call the pieces? I mean, did you ever cut them up into pieces and...
We never dried any peaches, but then we dried apples.
Well, I mean, did you ever cut up the apples?
Oh, yes. I'd take the core out and cut them up in a common, ordinary apple in about 6 or 8 pieces. Just don't know how big that...
What did you call these pieces, dried pieces?
Well, we just called them dried peaches.
Well, dried pieces of apple.
I would call them dried apples.
You never call them snips?
No. See, we had to dry them in the sun, and you had to put mosquito bar all around them and over them to keep the flies out.
Yeah. Now, what do you generally call these nuts that you buy? They're already salted, they're already peeled, and they're salted, and you buy them.
Peanuts.
Did you ever grow them yourself?
No, I never did.
Did you ever hear them called goober peas?
No.
Never heard. And what do you call these citrus fruits that you get from Florida?
Well, we just call them citrus, that's all ever I heard.
The different kinds of them.
I don't know.
Well, there's grapefruit. And
there's grapefruit, of course, and the citrus. Well, I don't know what citrus looks like. Oranges. They grow on trees down there just like an apple tree.
Yeah.
We was in Florida after her husband.